Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Terry Moore will take on their old rivals, the Purdue Boilermakers, coming up tomorrow night, 7 p.m. in the WNIT at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall right here in Bloomington. The season series stands 2-0, Indiana 2, Purdue 0. It is Purdue. Is it a big deal? Tyra Buss weighs in.
We try to stay calm, and, you know, it's one game at a time. You know, Purdue's just our next opponent, you know, someone that we have to get prepared for and get ready to beat. And like I said, our coaches are going to have us, you know, ready to go. And we're really looking forward and excited to, you know, play them once again. And we keep saying, you know, two down and four more to go. And so that's just going to, you know, be our motto, is just one next game, next game, next game.
After sweeping the season series with Purdue, Indiana thought they'd have a shot at the NCAA tournament. They found out the tournament committee liked the Boilers a little bit more than the Hoosiers. Neither ended up making the tournament, and now here they meet in the WNIT. Does that bother Indiana? Coach Terry Morin gives her thoughts.
Certainly we were disappointed, you know. And it wasn't just Purdue that was on the bubble that we were disappointed. I mean, it was, you know, you had other teams in the Big Ten that were on that bubble, and our strength of schedule was better than them. And our RPI was better than them. We beat every one of them on the bubble. Purdue twice, and you're still left out of the conversation. That was what was frustrating. But like we said to our kids, you know, there's things you can't control. We can't control the committee. And we're just thankful and grateful to be playing in postseason. I think that's the most important thing to focus on is Amanda and Tyra, and then just the experience that our young kids are getting.
The Hoosiers look to make it three in a row over their arch rivals tomorrow night, the WNIT, 7 p.m., the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
In news that will surprise absolutely nobody that has paid attention to Indiana or Team USA swimming over the last few years, the Big Ten made it official yesterday, naming IU junior Lily King the Big Ten Swimmer of the Year. As she continues to do in the pool and on dry land, the junior from Evansville makes history. She did so at the Big Ten Championships. She was named the Big Ten Swimmer of the Year for a record third straight season, the conference announced yesterday. She also becomes the only swimmer to ever win the Big Ten Swimmer of the Year three times, let alone three times in a row. Are you surprised? How can you be surprised? She's a six-time NCAA champion and a 12-time Big Ten champion. The honor becomes the ninth in program history, and its award the Hoosiers have won eight of the last 10 years. Lily King joins Brooklyn Snodgrass, Lindsey Vrooman, Alyssa Vavra, and Kate Fisenko as the Big Ten Swimmer of the Year over the last decade. Lily King's dominance, it's unbelievable in the breaststroke. In the 100 and 200 breaststroke events, Lily King has never lost a final in the Big Ten Championships or the NCAA Championships. That doesn't even make any sense. She's breaking records while doing it. She set the American, NCAA, NCAA meet, U.S. Open, the pool record, and IU school record. She did so on the 100 and the 200. And if that's not enough, she also swims the relays. Indiana's 400 medley relay finished second. The 200 meter relay, those are the best two finishes in school history in the NCAA meet. There's no coincidence that Lily King swims on both of them. She must have one heck of a trophy cabinet at home. Dave and Glass in your phone calls tonight in the zone at 6. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.